Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today?
Raring to go, Dano.
Yeah, a lot to talk about today, folks. Yesterday was such a big news day. Unfortunately, one major story got completely lost. You know, Joe, how I'm always hesitant to put links to the Washington Post and other fake news outlets in my show notes. But today, we have to break the rules, folks. I'm very sorry, but there was a story that came out yesterday, kind of late yesterday, that is extremely important. Mind-blowing stuff. I'm going to explain to you how it matters. This is going to be a show I'm imploring you to bookmark and listen to twice. I think I'm predicting it'll be our most listened to show ever by the time I'm done. No more messing around. Let's get right into it. Today's show brought to you by our buddies at iTarget. Firearms proficiency and skill matters. Anybody can own a firearm. The question is, can you fire it accurately? God forbid you're involved in a self-defense scenario someday. First-time gun owners, police officers, military folks, self-defense folks. If you have a firearm, you have to learn to fire that thing proficiently. So I have a system for you that is the best system out there for taking your skills from, I'm okay, to really, really good. My father loves this thing. It's the iTarget Pro system. That's the letter iTargetPro.com, iTargetPro.com. What is it? In order to practice in the safety and security of your own home, you obviously can't, you would never shoot live rounds at your house, obviously. So what do? We can dry fire. That's when you safely unload your weapon. Check it twice, check it three times. Make sure it's safely unloaded, and you can pull the trigger on a safely unloaded weapon, always pointed in a safe direction, and it's a way to practice the proficiency of your trigger pull, your sight alignment, and to get your sight picture down. The problem with that is you have no idea where the round would have gone because you're firing a safely unloaded weapon. You're not really firing anything. You're just pulling the trigger. The iTarget Pro system is a laser round they will send you. It drops into the firearm you have now. You don't have to do any manipulation. You have a 9mm like I do, Glock 43. You drop that 9mm laser round in. When you depress the trigger on that safely unloaded weapon, because it is not loaded with an actual round, that round will emit a laser onto a target iTarget sends you, and you can see where the round would have gone. This is an unbelievable system. People send me pictures of their targets on like a Monday and then on a Saturday or a Sunday, and they've really tightened up their grouping significantly. My co-author on the book, her husband, can't put the system down either. It's terrific. Pick it up today. Go to iTargetPro.com. That's iTargetPro.com. Use promo code Dan for 10% off. Remember, competitive shooters, they dry fire 10 times more than they live fire at the range. The range is great, but it gets expensive. It's tough to get there. You can do this in the safety and security of your own home. Check it out. iTargetPro.com. Promo code Dan. Okay.
All right.
Huge news yesterday. Of course, we have the Iran deal. We have breaking this morning. The three North Korean, the three American hostages held by North Korea are going to be released. Another big winning moment for Donald Trump. Great job. Well done. Great job dumping this crap Iran deal. I was on Fox last night. If I have time later, I'll play a little snippet. I don't usually play myself, but I thought I kind of summed it up okay. The Iran deal done was a horrible deal, but I want to get to two important stories. Yesterday, Joe, breaking, headlining on Drudge. Now, let me just say, I'm breaking my own rules again on potential NBC News fake news because it's important.
All right.
Even if it is fake, it speaks to a larger theme we've had on the show. The larger theme is this. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mueller investigation is a smokescreen. It is a smokescreen. It is entirely designed to target people who have cross-contamination with the Trump and Clinton sphere, but to target only the relationship with the Trump sphere to take the attention away from the Clinton sphere. Please tell me this makes sense or nothing in this show I tell you, which is gravely important, is going to make sense to you. Please bear with me. If some of you may not like this case, but I'm begging you to listen to this show to understand just how disgusting what's going on now is.
All right.
Joe, are you tracking? Now, I can see you clearly.
Yeah.
Are you, so I'm watching you here. Are you tracking me here, what I'm saying?
I'm tracking you, brother.
If, let's say, Joe and I are business rivals, political rivals, it doesn't matter. Joe and I don't like each other. Joe and I both have dealings with a shady neighborhood loan shark.
Yeah.
The sheriff in town is loyal to Joe, not to me.
Right.
Public pressure starts to come down on both of us. The best way to keep the attention off Joe is to initiate a full-blown investigation into my relationship with the loan shark, release press releases every day, which keeps the attention off Joe's shady dealings with the exact same cat.
You're damn right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. That's the way to do it, baby.
If you understand that, this Mueller probe now makes complete sense. How does this relate to yesterday's, bombshell? I'm getting tired of bombshells every day. But yes, this one headline, Drudge, and the fake news outlets are celebrating this because they don't understand what's going on. Here's the story.
Okay.
Again, I'm kind of breaking the rules because this may be debunked, this fake news. Tomorrow it's coming from NBC. I will have this NBC News story along with the Washington Post story in the show notes today. I'm sorry to give them clicks, but it is critical you read them today. Today's show notes are the most important I've ever put out. Please go to the website and read them. Join my email list. I'll get them out there. The story is this. Stormy Daniels, the porn star who was paid off by the Trump campaign, by Michael Cohen, the lawyer. I want to be clear on this because the actual language has to be precise. Was paid off by Trump's attorney, $130,000. She alleges it was due to an affair they had, that there was some NDA that it wanted to talk about it. She has a lawyer, this guy, Michael Avenatti, who, you know, seems to really love the media. Now, I do a lot of media, but gosh, I've never seen a guy. This guy's on. I don't know if he ever does lawyering. He's on the media all day. He releases a tweet yesterday that is astounding, if true. In the tweet, he says that Michael Cohen, Trump's attorney, who, remember, Joe, his office was raided.
Yeah.
His office was raided by Department of Justice personnel and FBI agents in a referral from the Mueller team to the Southern District of New York. His office was raided. I was upset about this because of the lawyer attorney-client privilege on the Trump team. Now, Avenatti's alleging, Joe, that Cohen received a $500,000 payment from a company connected to Russian oligarch Viktor Vekselberg. Now, NBC Joe is orgasmic over this. Here we go.
Yeah.
Trump's lawyer got paid by a Russian oligarch to pay off a porn star. Folks, question number one, and I'll have this will be in the show notes as well from the Law and Crime blog. How the hell did Trump's nemesis, this guy Avenatti, get his hands on bank records from Michael Cohen?
Ooh.
He has no subpoena power. Now, in the Law and Crime blog piece, he's very clear on this, Joe. One of the guys says, in another tweet related to this, he goes, is this guy actually admitting to a crime, this guy Avenatti? Because if he got the bank records, how did he get them? He can only get them illegally. He doesn't have subpoena power. Surely Michael Cohen didn't give them consensually to Avenatti. How did he get these bank records? Now, put that aside for a minute, because again, the guy is somehow, I've never seen a guy tweet something that is so obviously illegal. You can't get people's bank records, Joe. And there's not he didn't get them by evidence. He didn't get them by subpoena. This guy's a private lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So he's alleging that he has bank records. And NBC News in the piece says they've reviewed these bank records. Now, we don't know if they're real or fake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that these bank records allege a $500,000 payment. Folks, does this story sound familiar? I said a name before. Remember the credo on this show. Remember the names. Vekselberg.
Yeah.
Vekselberg. Vekselberg. Why does that name sound familiar? Vekselberg. Who's Viktor Vekselberg? The president of the Skolkovo Foundation. Protect Skolkovo at all costs. Now it's all making sense, folks. It's all making sense. So now you have another investigation being opened into Trump's team or his sphere, their alleged ties to Russian oligarchs that are what? That are knee deep in the Clinton space. Knee deep. And we have no evidence at all that Mueller is looking in to this. This is why I still get annoyed by this Mueller white hat theory.
Yeah.
There is no evidence at all that Bob Mueller is investigating Vexelberg or Pinchuk and their connections to Clinton. Remember the analogy before? The loan shark. The loan shark's dealing with Joe and I.
Mm-hmm.
In order to keep the attention off Joe, because the sheriff likes Joe, he only investigates the loan shark's connections to me and puts press releases out every day to act like he's investigating the loan shark.
Mm-hmm.
But he completely ignores Joe, who's doing the same thing. Now, I'm not alleging the Trump team is doing the same thing with these Russian oligarchs. I don't know if this payment is legit. This could be fake news. NBC News, unfortunately, has a bit of a history with this with Avenatti. As we saw last week with the wiretap. Remember the wiretap allegations? Mm-hmm. Trump's lawyer was wiretapped. Fake news. It was right. A pen register.
Right.
I'm not sure this is real. I'm going to be crystal clear on that. I'm not sure this is a real story. Time will tell. I am sure of this. That the investigation into Vexelberg is happening by Mueller. How do we know that? Because Mueller's team interviewed earlier this year Vexelberg as he got off a plane headed back into the United States. That we know. Folks, this is important stuff. Sorry, I'm just looking through. I have so much information. I want to be sure I get this out in a clear and concise fashion. Vexelberg is knee deep in the Clinton sphere, folks. He has donated significant sums of money to the Clinton sphere there, Vexelberg. Now, if you watched the Life, Liberty, and Levin show on Sunday night I was on, I mentioned very specifically Skolkovo and the Skolkovo Foundation. Skolkovo is a Russian Silicon Valley project. This Silicon Valley project was pushed heavily by the Clintons in her early days as the Secretary of State. This guy, Vexelberg, don't forget where we are here. Vexelberg, according to NBC News, made a huge payment. Not Vexelberg specifically. A company he's associated with. It's called Columbus Nova. NBC News is alleging that Vexelberg's connected to this company that made a huge payment to Trump's lawyer. Vexelberg is the president of the Skolkovo Foundation, a project, a Russian Silicon Valley project pushed heavily by the Clintons. This Russian Silicon Valley project, folks, was a Russian military intelligence operation to steal our technology. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, man.
The Clintons pushed a project the Russians used to steal advanced military technology from the United States. Protect Skolkovo at all costs. Because to protect Skolkovo, you have to protect the Clintons. So what do? Mueller starts an investigation into Victor Vexelberg and a payment made to the Trump team that may very well have been a setup the whole time in order to make sure that they have leverage to make sure the connections to the Clinton team go away. Where have we heard this before?
Yeah.
Pinchuk. The same thing. Where have we heard? Here's the model. Gosh, please, folks, get this. This is the sickest spy novel of all time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sickest spy novel of all time, except it actually happened. Vexelberg, major donor to the Clinton Foundation. Vexelberg, friend of Putin, no question about it. Vexelberg, one of the most wealthy oligarchs in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Vexelberg, president of the Skolkovo Foundation. The Skolkovo Foundation, a known Russian military intelligence operation to steal secrets from us, including a hypersonic missile which can be used to take out various U.S. targets. Who pushes Skolkovo? The Clintons. The Clintons. Oh, who, by the way, got money from Vexelberg? Wait. The same Vexelberg who Sarah Westwood at the Washington Examiner, read the show notes today, please. The same Vexelberg who showed up at a dinner at Hillary Clinton's residence that was denied, by the way, by Hillary Clinton staff. Why are they denying knowing Vexelberg? They denied it. An email shows he was invited to the Vexelberg, the same guy running a Russian military intelligence project that they said was the Russian Silicon Valley. He's the president. His level of knowledge of it, we don't know. But we know he's the president of the foundation. He's invited to Hillary's house. House. Which they deny, despite the emails showing him getting the invite. Oh, he knows President Clinton? Let me read to you another piece. By the way, some of the pieces in the show notes are from 2016. Sarah Westwood, Washington Examiner. Please read them. Look at this one. I'm going to tell you where this model's been tried before first. But remember, Vexelberg, deeply tied to the Clinton sphere, investigate him for a payment to the Trump team.
Right.
Was this a setup the whole time? Vexelberg, donate to Trump. Donate to Trump. They don't tell Vexelberg why. Donate to Trump that way if Trump wins. All of that dirty stuff we did with the Clintons, we can make go away because we'll have leverage on Trump. It's beautiful. Beautiful. What a plan. Let me read this to you. From Sarah Westwood, Washington Examiner. This is back in 2016 when the emails came out, Joe. New emails show Clinton Foundation staff pushed Hillary Clinton's State Department to approve a meeting between Bill Clinton and a powerful Russian oligarch as their agency lined up investors for a project under his purview. Oh, what project was that? The Clintons' relationship with Victor Vexelberg, the billionaire whose name appears in the documents, has taken on new significance amid an expanding criminal investigation into his company. Last week, authorities raided the offices of Vexelberg's firm, Renova Group, following allegations of bribery from several of Renova's subsidiaries. Vexelberg had been named head of a partnership dubbed the Russian Silicon Valley. Just 3 months before a Clinton Foundation employee began pushing the State Department to approve Bill Clinton's proposed meeting with Vexelberg and a handful of other Russian executives. What the hell is going on here, folks? Now, I know Aidan McLaughlin, that major league loser at media. I don't even want to give this guy, he's got like 20 followers on Twitter or whatever. I don't even want to give this guy time on my podcast, but this guy attacked me on Mediaite for putting out facts about the background of this case in defense of my theory that this is a Mueller smokescreen the whole time. No one's yet to refute a single fact I've put out there.
Right.
Tell me how any of this is not true, you Zippo over at Mediaite. Loser. Sorry, folks. I don't like to get into that, but I don't even like mentioning these guys. You have no idea how much patience it takes to not mention these idiots. This is how you know you're over the target. When the people at media and everyone else go, conspiracy theory? Can you refute anything I said? No, but it's definitely a conspiracy theory. Here, continuing from the Sarah Westwood piece. Listen to this. The former president's travel to Russia for the speech and potential meetings with Vexelberg and others came as Hillary Clinton's State Department labored to drum up interest in a technology sharing project led by Vexelberg called Skolkovo. Protect Skolkovo. Protect Skolkovo at all costs, Bob Mueller. All costs. Because once it becomes public knowledge, protect Skolkovo, that the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation were knee-deep in bed with a Russian oligarch, knee-deep in bed with a Russian oligarch who was the president of a Skolkovo operation that our intelligence community has deemed an intelligence operation by the Russians to steal our sensitive military technology, the Clintons are going to be a world of pain. Now, does those 30,000 missing emails from the Clintons make sense? Gee, I wonder what they say about Skolkovo. Why do you think I brought up Skolkovo on the Levin show, only to listen to these tools at Mediaite, these shills for government corruption, say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. This is crazy, while not refuting a single fact of what I put out there. Not one. Do you understand the damage this does to the Democrat and Clinton brand? That Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were pushing through the Russian reset a Russian military intelligence or intelligence operation in general to steal our military secrets while simultaneously having dinner with the guy running it and taking money from him? Oh, I got an idea. Let's investigate his ties to the Trump team. I haven't even gotten to we've seen this model before. If you're a regular listener, you probably know what I'm talking about. Pinchuk. I'll get to that in a second. We've seen this before. Mueller's not a good guy in this. I don't even know if I can fit this show in an hour today. We may have to go over a bit. I'm sorry. Let me go on from this Westwood piece. I'm sorry. I rarely read these long, but this is critical. Hat tip to her. 2016 pieces. They're in the show notes. Read them both. They are breaking news, even though they're 2 years old. Hailed as the Russian version of Silicon Valley, Skolkova was conceived during President Obama's Russian reset as a way to attract investors to this Moscow-based technology startup. Hillary Clinton, responsible for the mechanics of the Russia reset, was tasked with finding companies to invest in and work with Skolkovo in the early months of her tenure. What else do we know about Skolkovo, folks? 17 of the 28 companies, according to Peter Schweitzer's book, Clinton Cash, involved in Skolkovo, a Russian operation to steal our technology, whose foundation president had dinner with the Clintons, was a major donor, and meetings with Bill Clinton. 17 of the 28 companies were donors to who? The Clinton Foundation. Oh, convenient how that happens. Where have we seen this model before? Pinchuk, 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 Pinchuk. If you missed my show, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we've seen this before, where someone with knee-deep ties to the Clinton Foundation, the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary, winds up being investigated by the Mueller team for ties to Trump with no word whatsoever of the Mueller team investigating their ties to the Clintons. Now, let me be clear on this, Joe. If we find out later, which I am would be astonished, I'd be happily astonished. But if we find out later that Mueller is a good guy and is in fact looking into ties to both the Trump sphere and the Clinton sphere, and the Clintons go down too, I will correct this on the show. I am telling you right now, that ain't happening. This is a smokescreen, 100%. 99.9, nothing's 100%. All right, I want to get to the Pinchuk thing because this is important in understanding the Vexelberg thing.
All right.
Remember what I'm telling you. He's running an operation, Mueller, on the loan shark, but only on the loan shark with me, avoiding the conversation with Joe, completely to hide Joe. All right, today's show also brought to you by our buddies at Brickhouse Nutrition. Big fan of these guys. Thank you, Brickhouse. You guys got great products. Love you. Love having you as a sponsor. I want to talk about Field of Greens today. It's a fruit and vegetable supplement. Folks, everybody knows fruits and vegetables are the key to a long, healthy, productive life. Your diet is everything. You know, I was in the gym about 5 years ago, and I ran into a guy in his 50s. He was in unbelievable shape. We started talking, and I was asking him for some pointers, which I don't do often. I mean, he really looked amazing, and I said to him, "Hey, Daddy-O, how do you do that?" And he's like, "Listen, Dan, the real battle's with the knife and fork." He's like, "Everybody works out hard in here." He's, "You notice how people look different?" And he was right. He talked about fruits and vegetables and lean meats, shopping on the outside of the supermarket. But a lot of us don't have the time. Cooking fruits and vegetables, well, at least vegetables, cooking vegetables and eating a lot of fruit sometimes takes time. I mean, eating a banana is easy, but you know, you get blueberries, you only get a couple days out of them. So what did Brickhouse Nutrition do? They took real food, folks. This isn't crap extracts. This is real food. Healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables, and they ground it into a powder. Delicious tasting powder. You just put in water. I put it in green tea. Sometimes I put it in V8. I love this stuff. It is your fruit and vegetable insurance. It tastes delicious. It tastes like a little blueberry, a little cherry. It is delicious. People love it. Reviews are tremendous. The stuff is flying off the shelves. Check it out. BrickhouseNutrition.com/Dan. That's brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Go pick up a jar of Field of Greens today. You will not regret it. It is your fruit and vegetable insurance. We all know we need to consume tons of fresh fruits and vegetables. What better way than to throw it in a drink, throw it in some OJ or something else, scoop them down. That way, if you eat your fruits and vegetables, you're good. If you don't, you have your insurance. Go check it out. brickhousenutrition.com/Dan. Field of Greens. Okay. Again, we know Vexelberg was interviewed by Mueller earlier this year. So we know the Mueller team is targeting another guy who has connections to both the Trump and Clinton sphere. Now, again, we're not sure that this story is real news yet because it's NBC. We got to give it like a week. I usually give it 24 hours, but I'd give this a week to make sure it's true.
All right.
Where have we seen this model? Target a Russian oligarch who is somehow immersed in the Trump sphere, but has deep ties to the Clinton sphere for very questionable activities like Skolkovo. Pinchuk. If you're a regular listener to the show, Pinchuk's a Ukrainian. Viktor Pinchuk donated between $10 and $25 million to the Clinton Foundation. Do you remember the original investigation into Trump's lawyer, Joe? The media reporting was, Pinchuk and Cohen, Trump's lawyer, are being investigated for $130,000 or something speaking fee given to Trump to do a video appearance at a conference.
Yeah.
By the way, as far as we know, folks, there is nothing I know. I've taken a speaking fee. I know a number of people who are on the speaker's circuit. I try to avoid it. Traveling's not my thing. But there's nothing on its face illegal about a speaking fee at all. So I had to ask myself when I first saw these reports, to be clear, another wealthy guy, foreign, with, you know, a Ukrainian, mm-hmm. connected to the Clinton space. He's a $10 to $25 million donor. That's not small potatoes. To the Clinton sphere, who's now under investigation, Joe, for what? A donation to Trump for $100,000 or whatever? That didn't make sense to a lot of people when they reported it. It makes perfect sense, Joseph, when you understand the Mueller operation is a smokescreen. Protect Skolkovo. Protect the crown. Protect the Clintons at all costs. Keep all of the attention on these guys. Mm-hmm. Shut them up. Get them for some alleged crime with the Trump space. Therefore, you shut them up about their deep ties to the Clintons. The loan shark is never going to talk now about his relationship with Joe. Why? Because they're investigating his relationship with me. Even though Joe's done the same thing. Do you understand what's going on? What's up with Pinchuk? Pinchuk, deeply tied to the Clinton space. Heavy Clinton donor. There are allegations, Newsweek.com has them, up that Pinchuk may have violated sanctions we placed on Iran. That he may have sold through his company Interpipe products to Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. These allegations are out there. You can look at them yourself. Who would be responsible for looking at those sanctions violations? Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. Pinchuk, what's Pinchuk's connections as well to the Clintons? They go deep. I explained it a little bit on Levin's show on Sunday night, if you haven't seen it. Pinchuk is a major donor to the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council, which engaged recently, and again, I'm questioning any liberal media outlet, question and challenge anything I'm telling you, right? I dare you. I'm daring you to challenge what I'm telling you. Pinchuk is connected to the Atlantic Council through significant financial donations. It's a think tank type group. The Atlantic Council recently partnered up with Burisma, a Ukrainian natural gas company that conveniently hired Joe Biden's son and John Kerry's stepson's friend for these nice gigs over there. The Atlantic Council also, as a member, had CTO of CrowdStrike, Dmitry Alperovich. CrowdStrike, the company that analyzed the DNC servers and started the whole Russian hack story, despite the fact that no government, United States government entity has ever confirmed that. So what are we saying again? Viktor Pinchuk, just like Vexelberg, is now under investigation for a six-figure donation for a speaking fee to the Trump team, despite being knee-deep in both the Atlanta Council, the Atlanta Council's connections, and being knee-deep with the Clintons through his major donations and potential violations of the Iranian sanctions, his company. A guy with major ties to the Clintons, major ties to the Atlanta Council, which had the CrowdStrike CTO as a member, but he's under investigation for what? As far as we know, not his ties to the Clintons, but a speaking fee to Trump. Please tell me again how Mueller's a good guy. Now, I want to be clear on something. I'm talking specifically about the Mueller Special Counsel, which is a separate entity charged with investigating Russian collusion. There was Russian collusion with the Clintons. We know this. Finding number 44, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, Christopher Steele, hired by the Clintons through Fusion GPS, worked with the Kremlin and Russian intel sources to produce fake intel on Donald Trump. That is the very definition of collusion by any normal person's definition. We know the Clintons colluded with the Russians. Why isn't Mueller investigating the Clintons? He's not a good guy. Now, Joe, the IG report led by Michael Horowitz, the internal affairs investigation, I keep calling that because it's a more understandable term, into the DOJ's actions around the Clinton email case is a separate entity altogether from Mueller.
Right.
They may have exchanged information on things if there's some kind of, but the Horowitz investigation and the Mueller probe are two separate things. I am not suggesting to you in any way, shape, or form that Horowitz isn't looking into this, Joe. And when I say this,
okay,
I mean Vexelberg's connections with the Clintons.
Okay.
Or Pinchuk's connections with the Clintons. And potential influence operation on the Clintons. Protect Skolkovo. Skolkovo's the scandal. Skolkovo has always been the scandal. Skolkovo, the Iran deal, the need to cater to the Russians for support on the Iran deal. For Obama, he wanted this Iran deal more than anything. Counterbalance Israel, counterbalance the Saudis. Obama needed the Iran deal. He needed the Russians. How did they, quote, reset, Joe, as we talked about before in the Westwood piece? They reset by selling the entire country out to Russia. Mm-hmm. The Uranium One deal, allowing them access to our uranium sources so they could leverage global power over certain nuclear fuel, the Russians. The Skolkovo project, where United States intelligence acknowledged this was a Russian intelligence operation to steal our technology. Yet 17 of the 28 companies donated to the Clinton Foundation. And sure enough, Hillary's like, hey, everybody, Skolkovo's great. Jump on in. Who's the president? Vexelberg, the president of Skolkovo, who Clinton denies knowing despite inviting him to dinner. He now mysteriously, Joe, is under investigation for ties to Trump, who wasn't even the president or secretary of state.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, I don't know anything about Cohen. I don't know anything about his business. I don't know anything about his money. All I'm telling you is he is under investigation to hide Vexelberg and also in Pinchuk. Because remember, Cohen's the key to all of this. Cohen's had dealings with Pinchuk. He accepted the speaking fee payment for Trump. And Cohen allegedly, again, this could be fake news, received some payment from a company associated with Pinchuk. Cohen is the key to Mueller keeping the attention off the Clintons. That's why he has violated all protocols, attorney-client privilege and everything, to go after Cohen with a viciousness I've never seen before, because he needs to take these people down or else they'll start talking about their relationship with the Clintons. How am I doing, Joe?
You're doing good, Dano.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes good sense. Sure.
Folks, this was a setup from the start. Mueller's operation is covering up the setup.
Mm-hmm.
The setup is even more troubling. You know what? I've got more. Let me just get this, because this is important, because I want to roll here from here. I don't want to be interrupted. It's important. I love our sponsors. I want to treat them with the respect they deserve. All right. So let me just get this last one, and then I'm going to follow up here how this Mueller probe is covering up the setup, and it'll make sense. Filterby, you know we love Filterby, and I love that they write their own hits. These guys are totally with us, and I ask you to stand with them, too. Everybody has air filters in their house. So stick with a company that shares our beliefs, right? It's spring cleaning time, and like Trump is cleaning out corrupt officials, you can clean up the air you breathe and make your HVAC system great again. And folks, don't procrastinate. Otherwise, dust, mold, and pollutants will clog up your HVAC system. It'll become inefficient, and it'll end up costing you a lot of money. Sounds like the federal government. Clean up your system with my friends at Filterby, America's leading provider of HVAC filters for homes and small businesses. They carry over 600 different filter sizes, including custom options, and all shipped free within 24 hours, plus they're manufactured right here in America. We like that. Filterby offers a multitude of MERV options all the way up to hospital grade, so you'll be removing dangerous pollen, mold, allergy-aggravating pollution, and dust all out of your system while maximizing the efficiency. You'll save some money, too. Right now, you can save 5% when you set up auto delivery, so you'll never need to think about air filters again. Save money, save time, breathe better with filterby.com. That's filterby.com, filterby.com. I really appreciate you supporting our sponsors. It means a lot. And I deeply appreciate all of you who bought the Joey bag of donuts, the Take It Ease mugs, the shirts, the sweaters, the hoodies. This show, the store yesterday blew up, folks. Thank you so much. We opened up the Chum store finally. It's at the website, Bongino.com. My wife and I looked at the end of the day. We could not believe how much stuff sold. So go to the Chum store, pick it up. We've got Fanula New, Felonious Mopery coming soon, new additions. But please pick them up. Helps us support the show. Go to Bongino.com. Check out the Chum store for all Bongino gear. And as they call it now, the merch. Check out the merch, yeah, right? Yeah. Merchandise, short for merch. Go check it out. We appreciate it. All right. Okay, so we've seen this before. We've seen this attack people connected to Trump and Clinton, but ignore the Clinton thing. Now, why is this going on? It's going on to cover up the setup. The setup now is becoming very transparent. How do I know this? Another, we got to think of a new word, like bombshell. Bombshell's losing its, it's not a bombshell if it happens every day.
Blockbuster for a while. How's
blockbuster that? Story. Yeah. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that for expanding our show vocabulary. Yeah. Last night, Washington Post, I'm hesitant again to put this in the show notes, but it is definitely worth reading. And it's worth reading because of the way they frame the story, which makes me believe they're in real trouble. Both the Mueller probe and others. What's the story?
Yeah.
Apparently, Devin Nunes, who's been doing an outstanding job, by the way, Republican congressman and member of the Intel Committee, oversight of the Intel Committee, Devin Nunes is asking for information from the DOJ. And some of that information, at least the DOJ alleges, is about a source. And if they give up that source, it would damage foreign intelligence. So the Washington Post is doing their best through the story, Joe, to frame this as, look at Nunes. He's overreaching. He's requesting an intel source. It's going to damage our credibility overseas. Now, This story got almost no play yesterday. I think it got lost in the Iran deal, Gina Haspel, the North Koreans being, the U.S. citizens being released from North Korea this morning. This story is super important. If you read it and you're a regular listener to the show, you will detect right away why this. I got so excited this morning. I ran in the bathroom. My wife was doing her hair. I'm like, look at this. Why does this matter to you? Why is the Washington Post freaking out about Devin Nunes saying, hey, DOJ, we need to hear about this specific thing that may have come from this person? And why is the DOJ and the Washington Post saying, no, we can't do it. It'll damage foreign intel. Foreign intel? Foreign intel talking to the Mueller probe? What do you mean? Let me read to you. I got to say, I promise this will make sense. And you'll understand again how the Mueller probe is covering up the setup of the Trump team and is potentially still using the same people. Okay, from the piece. Yeah. Several administration officials said they fear Trump may reverse course and support Nunes's argument. Nunes's argument is that, hey, we need to see this source, right? So now the Washington Post show is saying, oh, look, we got people on these are probably swamp rats still embedded in the Trump team saying Trump may reverse course and say to the DOJ, hey, because he can declassify whatever he wants, Trump, release the source. Protect Skolkovo. White House officials did not respond to requests for comments. for the intelligence agencies, Nunes requests, just to be clear here, Nunes requests about this source that Mueller's still using, threatened to cross a red line of compromising sources and methods of U.S. intelligence gathering, according to people familiar with their views. Where have we heard this before? We've heard this about other similar redactions that, when unredacted, turned out to be face-saving, cover-your-ass stuff by the DOJ that had nothing to do with sources and methods,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We've heard this story before, Joe, okay? This is cold. Listen to this sentence. This is the Washington Post desperately trying to make this request go away. Joe's like perking up.
Yeah.
Intelligence officials fear that providing even a redacted version of the information Nunes seeks could expose that person and damage relationships with other countries that serve as U.S. intelligence partners. Partners? You mean like the Five Eyes, United Kingdom, Australia, New Zealand, Canada? You mean those guys? You mean there's someone in foreign intelligence working with United States intelligence, a, quote, person that may still be working with the Mueller probe to hit Trump? Wait, what? Come again? Do you understand how powerful that sentence is? That there may be a foreign friendly intel source still working with the Mueller probe to hit Trump. Let me read on. This is important. The role of the intelligence source in the Mueller investigation may now be seized upon by conservative Republicans who have publicly accused the Justice Department and intel agencies of overreach and misuse of their surveillance powers. No. Accuse them. They did overreach and misuse their surveillance powers. They got a FISA warrant based on false information. Who's the source? Do you understand what Nunes is on? He knows it. Who's the source? Who is Mueller still working with from a friendly country that, if the name got exposed, would damage our relationship? Joe,
yeah.
Is it Steele?
Well, the thought crossed my mind.
Is it Downer?
As well.
Is it Halper? Now, Halper is not a foreign source, but... who is it? Who is still working? Why do I say Halper, even though he's not a foreign source, a U.S. citizen?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Halper? I don't know. Who's the source? So you're telling me that the setup of Donald Trump, numerous people connected to British intelligence, MI6 folks, retired MI6 folks, all connected, by the way, somehow to a British foreign intelligence oppo research firm, Hacklett. Downer was a shareholder in Hacklett, was a member of Hacklett. You're telling me these people connected to Hacklett all had these suspicious contacts with the Trump team and what I believe to be a setup, a plot to set up Donald Trump. You're telling me one of these sources may still be working with the Mueller team now, despite being entirely and completely discredited. You think I'm making this up? Let me read this first sentence again. The role of the intelligence source in the Mueller investigation. The Mueller investigation. Wait, what? Do you understand the Blockbuster, Joe, thank you. Giving you the thumbs up. Uh-huh. Joe's camera's down. My is. I can see Joe. He can't see me today.
Yeah.
What a blockbuster. How did we miss this last night? Guys, I know we hate the clicks to the Washington Post. I get it. but it is critical you read this story. The Washington Post is desperate to frame this story as, look at these conservative Republicans endangering sources and methods again, because if this source, God forbid, is Christopher Steele or Downer or someone else who was involved in this setup and the sting and the plot against Donald Trump, this is going to be a crater in the shell of the earth. This is going to be a, what is it, those tornado scales that goes up to like an E5? This will be an E6 tornado. This will be a magnitude 12 earthquake in politics. It'll shatter plate tectonics rules forever. Plates will fall off the earth. We'll be looking at nothing but a molten core. If one of these people is still working with the Mueller operation, after this entire foreign intel operation through Christopher Steele, the FISA warrant and Fusion GPS was crapped on and discredited as total bunk, they're still sourcing the Mueller investigation? This can't be. Now, folks, to be fair, because unlike Mediaite and their conspiracy theorists, I don't know who the source is. My source doesn't know either. I would not put out information. I'm simply hypothesizing here, and I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be Steele, Downer, it may not be Halper, it may not be any of them. I know Steele's role, I know Halper's role, I know Downer's role based on already available press reporting. But why is the DOJ so desperate to hide the source? Is it the same source who lied about and set up Donald Trump, who may have been working with the Hillary operation too? Oh, now does it make sense? Now you see how I set this up?
Yeah.
Now you see how I set this up. Pinchuk, wealthy businessman, foreigner, connected to the Clinton Foundation. Very suspicious ties. The Clinton Foundation, the Clinton team denies knowing despite they know him. All of a sudden, he's under investigation for Trump. Hey, Pinchuk, shut your mouth. We're investigating you for Trump. You open your mouth about the Clintons, you don't know what's going to happen. Vexelberg, president of the Skolkovo Foundation. Skolkovo, outed as a Russian military intelligence operation to steal our secrets. The Clintons supported it. They accepted donations from the guy, Vexelberg. Clinton met with the guy. Skolkovo, hide Skolkovo. Protect Skolkovo at all costs. Let's investigate Vexelberg for Trump. Victor, you better shut your mouth, buddy. You don't shut your mouth about that Clinton stuff. You don't know what's going to happen. Matter of fact, Mueller interviewed him early in the year, Vexelberg. What? About ties to Trump. Crazy. Crazy how that happens. Now, all of a sudden, we have a source. An intel source. The DOJ is desperate, and the Washington Post and their cronies over there, desperate to hide the intel source's name. Look at the conservative Republicans outing sources and methods amongst friendlies. Friendlies? There's a friendly intel, there's a foreign government, quote, friendly intel source providing information on the U.S. president? And you don't think that's the story? Your story's what? The conservative Republicans want to know who he is? Out the source. Give us the source right now. Give us the source. This has gone on too long. Can you imagine if this is the same source who has been involved in this plot beforehand to set up the Trump team by sending people into the Trump orbit? Downer, the Agalarovs, Million, Halper. Can you imagine if this is the same person or set of people that was involved in the operation to set up Donald Trump and try to dirty up his team in case they lost the election, and therefore that source is being used by the Mueller probe because they have something on him? In other words, shut your mouth about that sting, you understand? Why do you think they would hide this name? Who's the source? Who's the source? Who's the source? Who's the source? Folks, if this source is one of those names I just told you, I guarantee you the media will do everything in their power to hide this. Hey, we set up the Clintons. Oh, by the way, we're still being used by Bob Mueller, by the way, to go after Trump. Huh? I mean, we were involved in a plot by the Clintons, Fusion GPS, foreign friendly governments to set up Donald Trump. But yes, we're still being used by the Mueller team. Oh, sounds legit, folks. Nothing to see here. Don't you worry one bit.
This is insane. It's absolutely insane. All right. Let me see how we're doing here, because I do want to cover a final angle to this that's critical. This relates more to my upcoming book. I'm sorry again for all the delays on the book, folks, but it's for a very critical reason. Denise and Matt, my two co-authors on the piece and my researcher, we have found some information we think nobody else has. I'm not trying to tease you or be a jerk about it. Mm-hmm. We're still working on finalizing it, but the reason I bring it up now is because one of the questions you may have is why would there be such heavy United Kingdom involvement by people who were formerly associated with their intelligence services in the takedown of Donald Trump? It's a fair question.
Yeah, I've thought of that.
This is a friendly country. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I'm allowed in there anymore, to be candid with you. I'm serious. I'd be like afraid to go there because I don't know if they're like, because we've outed so many people there. You've wondered that, right, Joe? I mean, I think we've even talked about this. You're like, I don't get it. Like, why the UK such a desperation to take down Trump?
I thought of that quite often, actually.
We have two very kind of mind-blowing pieces of information on this. Number one, Papadopoulos, who was the target of Alexander Downer. Remember, Alexander Downer's an Australian, but he's got deep ties to the UK, deep ties to Hacklett. Hacklett is, again, this former British intel research firm where these former intel guys go to gin up research on other people, intelligence. Mm-hmm. Downer's connected to Hacklett, too. Downer and Halper both reach out to Papadopoulos. Why is Papadopoulos such a weak link in this? Well, folks, one of the things I haven't discussed before, which is going to scramble your eggs a bit, Papadopoulos was very vocal in his criticism of David Cameron, obviously an influential political figure in the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. He was extremely critical of Cameron, making Papadopoulos in the United Kingdom a target. Matter of fact, when Downer approached Papadopoulos, he, according to some reporting available publicly, he chastised Papadopoulos for attacking Cameron. Again, a very influential figure, even now in United Kingdom politics. Cameron was the prime minister. Papadopoulos attacked him. Downer, a friend of Cameron's, confronts Papadopoulos on this, according to this reporting. The attacks on Cameron made Papadopoulos, who was a member of the Trump team, an easy in. They wanted not only to take down Papadopoulos, but to dirty up the Trump team, too. So what better way, Joe, for people associated with the United Kingdom and powerful government figures to kill two birds with one stone? Approach Papadopoulos, you know, let's say incentivize him, Joe, mm-hmm. to stop opening his mouth about Cameron. Hmm. But secondly, approach him and say, hey, look, we have information on these Clinton emails, or send someone to give him information on Clinton emails. And when he repeats it, say, look, he's got information on Clinton emails. That's the New York Times own reporting about how this started. You following what I'm saying, Joe?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Are you tracking?
I'm tracking.
So the Cameron angle is a fascinating one.
Yeah.
Papadopoulos, they wanted to both dirty up the Trump orbit. So friends of Clinton, you know, Alexander Downer being one of them, he signed a memorandum of understanding authorizing a $25 million transfer from the Australian government to components of the Clinton Foundation. Downer mysteriously meets in London with Papadopoulos, who's criticizing UK political leadership. And after that meeting, magically, an FBI investigation starts into the Trump team and Papadopoulos. Wow. There's another angle, and I'm not trying to tease you or be a jerk. I just have to be very careful for some people are stealing our stuff, folks. Sometimes bothering me a little bit. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
they're stealing it or not footnoting it and or even giving us credit. Because this is a, there's another angle to this, which will be in my book, which is going to blow your mind. We're working on it now, but it explains a whole lot about the United Kingdom's involvement and former spies in the UK and their efforts to hit Trump. I'll leave you a hint. It also explains the John McCain angle to this case as well, which, if you notice, we have been very reluctant to talk about, obviously, given his health condition. But it's important you hear about it. And once we finalize it and get this book out, I think you're going to understand why the United Kingdom was knee deep, or former intel people from the United Kingdom, in their efforts to knock Trump off. But no, the Cameron angle is angle number one. There were loyalists to Cameron who didn't like the fact that Papadopoulos was speaking out, needed to dirty him up. And what better way to take down the Trump sphere than to take down Papadopoulos, too? Important. Okay. This is an important show. Please listen to it twice. Let me just sum up, and then I'm going to get to one final piece, and then we'll rock and roll here. Mueller is investigating people who are cross-contaminated with the Trump space and the Clinton space. The damage they've done in the Clinton space is severe. Skolkovo, a Russian military intelligence operation stealing our secrets, tied deeply to the Clintons. That story has to go away. Therefore, investigate the players in that deal for their ties to Trump. That's the Cohen story from yesterday. Vexelberg, $500,000 payment through a company to Michael Cohen. Really? What about Vexelberg's donation to the Clintons and Skolkovo? Shh. Pinchuk from a few weeks ago. Pinchuk donated $10 to $25 million to the Clintons. Pinchuk's associated with the Atlantic Council. Pinchuk's was looked at for potential violations of sales of equipment to Iran. Shh. While Clinton was the Secretary of State. Shh. Let's investigate him for a six-figure payment to Trump. That makes sense. Pinchuk. Shh. Now we have the source. The Rosetta Stone to this whole thing. Protect the crown. The Washington Post, look at these Republicans exposing sources. Yeah, but was it the same fake source that generated the fake information on the FISA warrant that allowed a very real spying operation to go on against a Republican political candidate and now the president of the United States? Shh. We will keep that quiet no matter what. Now, that's a Rosenstein operation again. Rosenstein, excuse me. This guy has got to go. Has got to go. All right, one final thing. I don't usually play sound from my own hits, but rather than reinventing the wheel on this one, I did an appearance last night in the Iran deal. I just wanted to air some quick comments I made. It's a short clip Joe was kind enough to put together of me on Hannity last night describing why this Iran deal is such a debacle. I just want you to listen to it.
This was never a negotiation. It was a manipulation. The Iranians played the Obama administration for fools. Sean, let me ask you a simple question, okay? Let's get common sense here. Let's just get dollars to donuts. The Iranians prevented us from looking at military installations to inspect those military installations for the production of nuclear weapons. Sean, where the heck do you think they're going to produce a nuclear weapon? The local Walmart? Of course they're going to do it in the military installations. I mean, this is common sense. This was never a deal. This was Obama getting played. The Iranians never had any intention of sticking to this deal. And I applaud President Trump for throwing this crap deal out the window.
Yeah, baby. Throw this garbage deal out the window. Now, listen, the only reason I bring that up is, you know, we don't do a ton of foreign policy right on the show. Folks, I'm getting a lot of emails that are troubling to me. I am not an interventionist. I respect my audience a lot, and what you say matters. I don't have like this super thick skin. I get people, oh, you're a neocon. Neocon's becoming the new libertarian version of racist. No, I'm serious. Like when you don't want to do any homework, you just respond, but you're a neocon. Nobody here is suggesting, including me, we should go to a war with Iran tomorrow. God forbid. Never. I'm simply suggesting to you this was a stupid deal that the Iranians did not abide by, and it was not a treaty. I believe in the constitutional republic, the functions of the legislative branch to approve treaties. This was not a treaty. There's no Iran deal. Listen to me. There's no Iran deal. There's an Obama deal with his pen and his phone. There was no formal treaty, and the Iranians gave us a middle finger anyway. Hey, by the way, guys, you can't inspect military installations. Oh, yeah, not like they'd actually produce a nuke there. They're going to produce it in a local deli on the corner. So please, with the neocon, it's just stupid. It really, it makes you, I'm sorry, I don't mean to insult them, but I got a few texts about it yesterday and, tweets and emails. And I'm like, guys, are you serious? I have been the one saying pull back from foreign aid, these foreign commitments that we shouldn't have intervened in the Iraq war. I've been consistent about all of this. I align with those folks, and so that upsets other folks sometimes, and that's fine. Those are my principles. But don't send me dopey tweets about you're a neocon. What is that? I don't even think you know what that means. I think that's a standard response. This was a bad deal. Period. Full stop. We should not commit to a bad deal when the Iranians don't want it either. They don't. They don't want to commit. They have no intention of stopping their production of nuclear weapons. All right, folks. Thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it. Please check out, again, our Chum store. Open up on Geno.com. I really appreciate your support. The numbers were crazy yesterday. And spread the word on today's show. It's important. Thanks a lot. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show. Get more of Dan online anytime at conservativereview.com. You can also get Dan's podcasts on iTunes or SoundCloud. And follow Dan on Twitter 24/7 at DBongino.